someone tell me why I do the things that I don't wanna do. When you're around me, somebody else. Someone tell me why I act like a fool.
Yeah. to see my librarian. Send me on the 60 things,
60 things,
as if I could carry them.
I'll bring my red wagon,
fasten out the picture box, like my granny hands out food. Ludger, ludger, take all of these, and you might like this one too. And my brain's getting fried on stories and facts, and it feels like love. All the librarians, they say come follow me. They're looking straight at me. They take me seriously. And all the things that would never affect,
never affect,
become my new favorites. I show them to my friends at school.
Friends at school.
And they get addicted to
Nancy Drew.
I feel so understood when a story's this good. Oh, it feels like love. All the things that I could ever wonder about are waiting here for me. All the places I could ever wonder to have a ticket for free. And guess who taught me the keys? The books about boys and girls and magic worlds, heroic dogs, a total frog, sleeping teens and big machines, hip hop friends and astronauts,
runaway
trains and snowy days, wind-up mice and cats for sale.
That is Body Rocks, and yes, that is Liz Phair singing on that. She also sings a song on that album called The Heartbeats Lub Dub, and one called Food Gives Energy to You and Me, and one called We're All Big Fans of Glands.
Heck yeah, we are.
Also on that album, Pete Yorn doing a song called Pee Keeps Our Insides Clean, which is factually accurate. Oh, let's see, what else was there? Lunch Money, Did I Love My Library? I love libraries.
I love libraries.
Large libraries, little free libraries. They're all great and sort of secretly radical. Naked Giants, Everybody Thinks They Know, But No One Really Knows. Guided by Voices to Teenage FBI and started the whole thing off with the Nodits with Great Day. Coming up after the break, right here in our studio, Steve Songs is going to come in, talk about some of what he's doing, sing not one, not two, but three songs.
Three songs.
Oh, wow. From Steve Songs. That kind of rhymes. Three songs from Steve Songs.
Wow.
It'll be great. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, coming to you from our flagship station, KUTX 989, and we are joined in the studio for the first time in maybe a decade-ish. It's Steve Songs. How are you today, Steve?
Very, very good. It's great to see you. Great to be here.
It is great to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about why you are in the Twin Cities, where we're recording right now, but maybe you should first hear a song. What song do you want to play for us first?
I would love to play a new song called This Great Earth.
It's Steve Songs on Spare the Rock.
Tell the forest and I'll tell the sea. We're gonna connect and we're gonna be champions of nature. Mountains and meadows, rivers and streams. Great lakes and snowflakes, flowers and bees. Owls and eagles fly to ride the tide. Way it should always be, and this great earth, the home we share, we are proud to say we love it just the way that it was made. The lakes and trees, the sky and seas, and it's up to us to care and keep it safe. All of this beauty, so rich, so rare, springing up in a corner of the universe somewhere. It seems impossible, yet here we are on this one perfect planet, in the middle of a billion stars. And let's not forget how lucky we are. From this great earth, the home we share, we are proud to say we love it just the way that it was made. The lakes and trees, the sky and seas, and it's up to us to care and keep it safe, and keep it safe, and keep it safe.
It is Steve Songs, live in the studio here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. That was great. Did you say that was a new song?
That is kind of a new song.
Kind of a new song.
Yeah, I wrote that song with a school in Cape Cod.
Cool.
Years ago, and have been doing some nature-based, nature-themed programs in schools.
Yeah.
Brought that back out, and now I've arranged it for a choir of kids, and we're going to sing it this weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about that for a little bit. You're here in the Twin Cities for a nature education conference of some sort, is that right?
That's right, Nature Everywhere Conference.
And is that kind of, so I was thinking about this, it's like you said, it's been a while, and I remember back from Marvelous Day, I think, my kids, now adults, just losing their minds about Fast Monkey. That's the song, right?
That is not a song, it's a vat of ridiculousness.
So I was thinking about that, and so, what's been going on? Let's just go with that, and what are you doing here in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, well, I actually, COVID kind of put a little damper on my travel plans for shows and stuff for a while. It ended up being pretty fortuitous in that I got an opportunity to coach our high school soccer team in my town, which has actually been kind of a dream of mine and something I never thought I'd be able to do with my schedule.
Yeah.
And so I helped out, and then they needed a head coach, and so I did it for a few years. It was totally awesome, great experience, and I just passed that on to a new coach. I'm excited to watch the team and not be owning it. Great. And now coming back to music. I've been doing it here and there. I've been writing songs, just haven't been doing it. I haven't been as immersed in it.
And so the nature education, you're doing some kind of nature-oriented programming.
Yeah, I'm trying to focus on the things I'm really passionate about.
Sure.
And so it's kind of...
To the exclusion of fast monkeys? I'm disappointed.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a little break. Yeah, no, I'm passionate about it, yes. I do love the silly. Sometimes I just can't stay away from it.
Indeed.
But I'm thinking about like kindness and inclusion.
Great.
Connecting kids with nature, and a number of other reading, big into reading and getting kids ready for school, that kind of stuff, for school learning, and writing songs about that. But also, I've been going back to, I used to go to visit schools and do assemblies and workshops all the time. I've had a really, really excellent, fun time getting back to that and going to schools, sharing music with assemblies, usually K through 2, and then with the older kids up to 6th grade, writing songs. And I used to do songwriting workshops back in the day, but I've kind of thought it, you know, I kind of worked on it and honed it. And it's pretty nice because I have the kids actually, like a song that I'm going to play in a little bit. The melody was totally written by kids.
They just pick
out notes and put lyrics. They teach me content that they've already learned in school, and then I help them put a song together.
That's so cool. Steve Song, stevesongs.com to find out information, presumably, about all of these programs. Do you want to do another song for us?
I would.
What do you want to do now?
I'll do a song called I Can Read. This is another new song. We're halfway done recording it for the new album. These days, it's like release a song at a time.
Right, and eventually maybe it adds up to an album.
Put it together into an album. An album is something, well, anyway.
Up to visit for a week, she brought a stack of books, said she'd like to read to me. I remember all the new covers, I'll never forget. I opened one up and began at the start, but when she got to the exciting part, I said, wait, auntie. I pulled the book towards me, I told her what happens next. She said, huh, how did you know? I said, because I C-A-N-R-E-A-D. I don't even need H-E-L-P, I-C-A-N-R-E-A-D. Whole new worlds are opening up to me because I can read. I hopped on a bus with my Uncle Gus. We were searching for some new books for us. He knew where to go. I looked out the window for some sort of clue, and when I saw this sign, I knew it said L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. I said, this is our stop. Do you want to know how I know why? Oh, because I, C-A-N-R-E-A-D. Ooh, I don't even need H-E-L-P. I, C-A-N-R-E-A-D. Got my alphabet down to a T, and I can't be a K-I-N-G. Mm-mm-mm. I can find out W-H-Y. Yes, I can. I can write a P-L-A-N-E. Clear across the S-K-U-I. Oh, because I can. Couldn't tell. I can also S-P-E-L-L-W-E-L.
Wait, that's not I.
I-C-A-N-R-E-A-D.
Is it just me here, people?
Ooh, I don't need H-E-L-P.
Perhaps you do.
I-C-A-N-R-E-A-D. It started off quite simply, just sounding out my ABCs. I kept T-R-Y-I-N-G, and now I'm finally P-R-O-U-D to say I found my way, because I can read.
Steve, that's not how you spell well. Well is W-E-L-L.
It's two L's. It's true.
Oh, that is ironic. Is that ironic?
I think it is.
I'm not yeah, probably.
Sorry, you're still doing a skit, and I'm
no, no. I was talking to you, Bill.
It's Steve Songs. That was awesome. I was thinking just a couple weeks ago, Mega Ran came through town. He was playing at the Turf Club, which is a bar near here, opening for Magic Sword, which is like this fantasy-oriented band. They all wear masks and stuff. Anyway, Megaran has a song called The Library John. I don't know if you know Megaran at all, but he's amazing. And he had all these people in the club who were there for the kind of like dragon-y stuff, all chanting L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. And it was great.
Awesome. So. That is great.
So let's hear. One of the things that has changed about for you in your return to sort of more actively doing kids' music is doing more social media. It's Steve Song's underline official is the correct Instagram anyway, right?
That's right. That's right.
What are you trying to do with social media?
Well, getting back into making music that I hope people will listen to and get connected with. It turns out that social media is very popular.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Breaking news right here on your show. Yeah, and so it's something that I never spent much time with, you know, back when I started making music, it was putting posters up on telephone poles, really, literally.
Yeah.
And so I decided that I decided to give it a try and just see what it's all about, the short form creating videos. And I have to admit that it's been really fun. It's just been a couple months. And I'm working with a friend on it, and it's really a fun creative challenge to to approach. And I wrote the song with a classroom of students at a school that I came out with Jessica McManus from the Meadowbrook School to present at the conference.
Got it. So okay, I understand it all now, more or less. So what is the song we're going to hear?
This is a song about butterflies. And so the third graders taught me all about monarch butterflies. And I had them randomly pick a melody, da, 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 just playing out notes on a piano, and then we put it into a song.
Let's hear it.
Monarchs fly high, orange and black against the sky, riding the wind to get where they're going. Away from the snow, headed down to Mexico, looking ahead, there ain't no slowing. It's a migration for the butterflies. They have the directions in their DNA. For many generations, they've been traveling across the skies. Every autumn, so very cool, flying over Meadowbrook School. They once were little caterpillars, but look at them now. It's a migration for the butterflies. They have the directions in their DNA. For many generations, they've been traveling across the skies every autumn. Environment to thrive. If we protect the earth, we'll help them to survive. Sing along. It's a migration for the butterflies. They have the directions in their DNA. Many generations, they've been traveling across the skies every autumn to find.
Steve Songs, it's the triumphant return. It's so great to have you here, Steve. Thank you for coming by.
A pleasure, as always.
And Jessica, thanks for coming by as well. I know you're trying to be quiet over there.
Thank you for
helping me. And shout out to the Meadowbrook third graders.
Absolutely. SteveSongs.com, SteveSongs_official online. And you said new album coming at some point.
Yes, one song at a time. So we're very active on Spotify, releasing songs through the year. I'm very, very excited about some new songs that are impossible to play, just me and my guitar. We have a lot of production happening.
Awesome.
Song about AI that I'm excited about, scared and excited.
Fair. That's kind of how I feel about AI, so that works out. Awesome.
As well.
Steve's out, and you're going to start sending me those songs so I can play them on the radio.
100%.
Okay. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks again to Steve Songs for coming by. That was awesome. Super fun to see him again. Been a long time. And friends, we've reached the end of the show.
Oh.
Liam and Caitlin, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank you. And thanks for having me on so many shows recently.
It's been really nice to have you home. Mm-hmm. I am super glad that you're heading off to Wildwood. But when you're back in Minnesota, anytime.
Heck yeah.
And Caitlin, you can stop by and be on the show anytime you'd like as well.
Oh, sure.
So just let me know. Let's see. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com. You can send, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. If you go to KUTX.org and click on listen, you can hear the most recent show, or you can go to sparetherock.com, listen to shows going back like 12 years, something like that. We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. This week it's photosynthesis. Liam, quick summary. What's photosynthesis? If you were asked by a child at Wildwood Camp.
Photosynthesis is a chemical process where plants can take energy that comes in the form of light from the sun and use it to take the stuff that's in the dirt and make it into usable plant food, sugars and stuff.
That is cool as heck.
Yes, it is.
All right, it's photosynthesis. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Involve a camera or a synthesizer, although that's interesting too. Photosynthesis is how plants take in light from the sun and turn it into energy. It's actually a thing on which most life depends. Here on the planet Earth, photosynthesis. Ah, 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 ah. Photosynthesis. Ah, 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 ah. Photosynthesis. Combines it with water and exposes it to sunlight, and that's how plants can make their own food. Photosynthesis is why plants need light, and photosynthesis is why humans need plants.
Because through photosynthesis, plants make oxygen, and humans need oxygen to breathe.
Photosynthesis. Photosynthesis.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, a.k.a. SFPERG,
has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years. SFBIRD is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfbird.ca. That's www.sfbird.ca to learn more about getting involved today.